In the gospel reading today, our Lord, just before he heals this blind man, after he is asked who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind, Jesus said, neither one sinned, but rather this is for the glory of God. Now, of course, a blind person, if you look at it from that perspective, lives in darkness. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In order to see, you have to have light. You can have 20/20 vision, but if you are in absolute darkness, you can't see a thing. That's the point that he's making. Now, as the story would go on, remember our Lord talks to the people and says he came into the world so that those who were blind would be able to see and those who could see would become blind. So the light, if it's too bright, is going to blind us. And at the same time, without light, we can't see. So the question ultimately for all of us is, do we want to see? We look around at what's going on in the world today, and there are lots of people who do not want to see. We want to bury our heads in the sand. We want to dig ourselves in as far as we possibly can because we don't want to deal with it. It's inconvenient. It's not pleasant. And so we'd rather just bury our heads and be blind. That's not an option. The Lord told us in the prophet Ezekiel that he will take away our hearts of stone and that he will give us natural hearts. But the problem with that for a lot of us is that a heart of stone doesn't get hurt. Remember, Simon and Garfunkel even sang about that. A rock feels no pain. Well, if our heart is a rock, it doesn't feel pain. If God takes away our heart of stone and replaces it with a natural heart, it's going to feel pain. And some of us don't want that. We're afraid of the pain, and therefore we'd rather keep our heart of stone. We'd rather keep our blind eyes of the soul rather than to see the truth, because we don't want to have to change. So Isaiah, God calls through Isaiah and says, wash yourselves clean. That's what he wants from us. He wants us to be pure, not only in the sense of sexuality, but pure in of heart. Blessed are the pure of heart, he said. That's what he's looking for from us, to be washed clean so that our heart is open, so that our heart is filled with love, so that our eyes, spiritually speaking, will be able to see. That's what the Lord wants for us. But a question again is that what we want of him? Is that what we want for ourselves even? He's making the promise. He's calling us to conversion. He's calling us to purify everything. But do we want to? That's the real question that each one of us has to look at. Because, like I said, a lot of us would prefer to stay blind. A lot of us would prefer just to keep the old heart of stone in place because we really don't want to change. The Lord wants us to be purified. He wants us to be the persons that he created us to be. Do we want to be those persons? So we again listen to what it is that's being said. Listen to our Lord calling us and ask ourselves, are we willing to do what God the Father told us? This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. But I suppose if that's the case, we've already talked about the heart and the eyes. Maybe a bunch of us have ears that are made out of concrete and we can't hear very well either for the same problem because we don't want to. It's time that we get things turned around. It's time that we get our heart focused on Jesus. It's time that we put the eyes of our souls on the Lord and the eyes and the ears of our soul to hear the word of God so that receiving it, we can turn around. That's what the word conversion means, to turn around, to turn toward the Lord. That's what he's waiting for from us. And if we are willing to make that little bit of an effort, he will do everything else. He will give us ears to hear. He will give us eyes to see. He will give us a heart to be able to receive. He will take care of everything. We simply have to make the first choice. That's turn away from evil and turn to the Lord.